I recently returned from a holiday in Germany, and on my way home ended up with an unexpected day in London due to a delayed flight. Trundling onto the tube with my hand luggage, I set off to the Victoria and Albert Museum for the afternoon. There used to be a world-famous instrumental collection there, but some years ago it was dismantled. The instruments are now spread around the museum. In the 18th century rooms, I found many Baroque instruments, including a surprisingly ornate hurdy-gurdy. The fingerboard of the instrument is inlaid with intricate inlay of mother-of-pearl, and above the tuning pins, the top of the finial has a carved head of a woman. This French instrument dates from 1742 and was no doubt made for somebody wealthy, perhaps an aristocrat. It represents an unusual time when this instrument, which was associated with peasants, even beggars, became fashionable amongst nobility, including the wife of Louis XV, Queen Maria Leczinska. Along with the musette, this instrument was part of the courtly diversions, idealizing the perceived simplicity of peasant life. The hurdy-gurdy has a wheel, which basically serves as a violin bow, and the left hand plays keys, which depress tangents against the strings to change the pitch. A distinctive feature of the instrument is its multiple drone strings, which give the drone sound like a bagpipe or musette. There were plenty of virtuoso players who extended the limits of this instrument, including the composer Jean-Baptiste Dupuy. This prelude is from a set of character pieces, which he named after himself, La Dupuy. The impressive piece is made up of a string of chord progressions and is played here by Ensemble d'Anguy with Toby Miller on the Baroque hurdy-gurdy. That was the prelude from La Dupuy by Jean-Baptiste Dupuy. Ensemble d'Anguy was performing with Toby Miller on the Baroque hurdy-gurdy. To listen to this again or to listen to more Baroque bonbons, please go to the FMR website and click on Anna's Baroque bonbons.
Ever.